This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples, and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender so soon during Operation Sindoor. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today. Mr. Modi said the INS Vikrant, which is India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, reflects the capability of India's armed forces.
अभी कुछ ही महीने पहले हमने देखा है विक्रांत ने अपने नाम से ही पूरे पाकिस्तान की रातों की नींद उड़ा दी थी जिसका नाम ही दुश्मन के साहस का अंत कर दे वो है आईएनएस विक्रांत मैं इस अवसर पर हमारी सेनाओं को खास तौर पर सैल्यूट करना चाहता हूं भारतीय नौसेना द्वारा पैदा किए जो भय पैदा किया गया है भारतीय वायुसेना द्वारा दिखाए गए अद्भुत कौशल ने भारतीय सेना की जांबाजी ने तीनों सेनाओं के जबरदस्त समन्वय ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में पाकिस्तान को इतनी जल्दी घुटने टेकने पर मजबूर कर दिया था
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज सेड दैट एज प्राइम मिनिस्टर ही स्पेंट दिवाली एट द सियाचिन ग्लेशियर इन लद्दाख विद ट्रूप्स पोस्टेड देयर Last year, he spent Diwali with troops stationed at Sir Creek, continuing his tradition of celebrating the festival with personnel who are guarding India's frontiers. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. So far, a total of 1,066 nomination papers have been filed by candidates from various political parties, as well as independents for the second phase. Today is also the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on the 6th of November. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During his visit, he took stock of the passenger movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and wished them on the occasion of Diwali. The Japan Innovation Party, known as ISHIN, broadly agreed to form a coalition government with ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP. The Japan Innovation Party said it is ready to ally with the LDP, guaranteeing its new hardline conservative leader, Sanae Takaichi, will become the country's first female prime minister when parliament picks a new premier tomorrow. In remarkable performance, Indian rowing contingent won 10 medals, 3 gold, 5 silver and 2 bronze at the Asian Rowing Championships concluded in Haiphong, Vietnam yesterday. India won gold in lightweight men's double scull, men's quadruple scull and men's single scull. Indian rowers won silver medals in men's 8 lightweight, women's pair, men's double scull, lightweight men's quadruple scull, lightweight men's 4, and bronze in lightweight men's pair and women's 8. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka today. Similar conditions are expected over Mahe, Puducherry, Andhra Pradesh, Lakshadweep and Karaikal during the next 2 days. The weather agency further predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over parts of Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Telangana today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.